Eddie Brennan, a big GA Golf Classic coming up in May. What's it all about?
Well, I suppose, look, Pat, I think the wide acknowledgement is, and it's not pointing the finger at anyone, but look, in Kilkenny at the moment, things have probably, the silverware has dried up maybe to a certain degree, and we're looking at, you know, I suppose, getting that up and running again. It starts with the development of our young players. There's been work done on the academy in the last 12 months and beyond that. So I suppose, if we're to be very honest about it, the running of county setups is big business now. So you obviously have to have your revenue streams coming in. So the purpose of the Golf Classic is that, you know, maybe over the last couple of years, you know, we probably weren't maxing that out. So what we're looking at doing this year and is trying to really bring a good structure to it and run a good event that's going to, you know, tie into what we're trying to achieve with, you know, the development of our future players. So if we're to ask what is the cause or what's the benefit is future Kilkenny hurlers. And, you know, we want to, you know, maybe acknowledge that we need to, you know, work on that and try ensure that the production line of players is coming through. And we've seen Michael Fenley has been appointed in there looking after the academy and things like that. So, like I said earlier, you have to make sure that your revenue streams are coming in. So we're looking at the 24th of May. It's a significant date in that it's the day before we play Wexford in the Championship. So, you know, it ties into a big weekend of hurling, essentially, and a big weekend for Kilkenny people in general.
Okay, so how can we support it?
Well, look, there's a number of options. We're obviously looking at sponsorship. There's a, you know, flag sponsorship, the usual stuff. I think a lot of people that are involved that have seen Golf Classic run are well aware of the different options. So I suppose what we're looking at is, you know, there's a team of four is €400. And for the likes of that, like, some people might look at that and wonder what exactly you get for that. Well, look, there's going to be, you know, pre-golf refreshments. There's a barbecue and drinks on the ninth. There's a three-course meal afterwards. There's going to be a substantial goodie bag. And I suppose that's probably aimed at, you know, our guys that have supported us all along and want to play a bit of golf. And when you look at that and say, how do you maybe get that or fix up with that? You're potentially looking at a GA club where you have lads playing golf, and maybe the club will sponsor half it. Maybe there's a local business locally that might be interested in sponsoring half it. That type of thing. We obviously then move on that there's a corporate sponsorship there, which is, you know, is €1,000, and there's obviously a different package with that. You know, you have a pre-golf reception where they get to meet former Kilkenny players and sit down and have a cup of coffee and a bit of breakfast with them. And obviously other associated benefits. So, and then we obviously have some headline sponsors, and I suppose I'm pleased to announce to you this morning that we have one headline sponsor so far in NW Hire, and you know, we'll obviously absolutely be delighted to speak to other people in relation to that. So we have a little committee set up there. Myself and Richie Power Senior and Dan Cody are probably the three names associated with it. We have a brochure that we're hoping to get out to businesses next week. And we also have, you know, an official launch that took place last week. People might have seen that in the Kilkenny People. So anyone that's really interested, I mean, we want every, I suppose, Kilkenny people of all backgrounds and all interests. You know, maybe you haven't an interest in playing golf, but you might be interested in sponsoring a team. Whatever the engagement, you know, Kilkenny people have been brilliant always up along, and we would love them to be part of that day. And I touched on it briefly earlier on, the clubs. One of the things that I want to do on the day is really acknowledge the work that the clubs do. And, you know, my intention is that we're going to have a very visible representation of every club in Kilkenny, because they are the ones that are producing the players that are going to feed into the county teams down the line. And without the work that's been done in the clubs, we won't have a county team. So the reality is we would love our clubs to be actively engaged in that. I'm going to be sending a letter out to all the chairman and discussing that with them. But we'd love everybody to be involved in this. It's not necessarily the hurlers or the golfers or the businesses. It's everybody. I suppose it's a big shout out to anyone. If they have any queries or any questions they want, I would say come and contact either myself or Richie Senior or Dan Cody, and we'll happily go and meet them and have a discussion about what options they have.
You're enthusiastic about this, Eddie.
Yeah, I am, Pat. I suppose the easiest thing in the world, and we're all guilty of it, is whereby, you know, we can maybe throw in a snowball from the outside and say they should do this and they should do that. And I looked at the, you know, the golf and how it was being run the last couple of years, and it wasn't, you know, it's not a criticism of anyone that was involved. We just felt that we need to maybe make it a permanent fixture, maybe build the event to be as good as it can be. And if that's a contribution that I can make, then absolutely, yeah, you know, some little contribution will help, because there's obviously, like I said, to produce county teams now and to run a county setup, there's a lot of areas that need to be worked on. And you know, Phil Hogan has become involved there in a very prominent way, and you know, through, I suppose, a connection with him, you know, I look to get involved. So here we are, and I hope we can run a brilliant event. Just on it, as I said, tying in with the weekends, you know, your corporate package and headline sponsors, you know, we have as part of that as well. There'll be entry, the tickets into the Kilkenny and Wexford match the next day. So. And we've also to announce, I suppose, our suite of prizes, which we hope, you know, will be really substantial, and there'll be lots of other prizes on the day. But yeah, I've enlisted now, Pat, so I better be able to soldier and deliver a good product. But you know, I'm more than happy with the crew we have involved in the committee and the people we have behind it, and we just have to drive on and make sure that it's a really good day for everyone that comes out and supports it and engages with us, and that we'll have a, you know, a great weekend.
Eddie, on to the hurling. We're heading off down to Páirc Uí Chaoimh to take on the juggernaut that is Limerick.
Yeah, it's, I suppose, a nerve-wracking thing in some degree, because I think at this stage we're all looking at this Limerick team, and you're seeing that every question that has been fired at them over the last couple of seasons, they seem to be able to come up with an answer. They seem to be able to get the job done, and they seem to be able to do that minus some key personnel at times, which is a real, real strong sign of a team, and it's a great trait to have. But from our own perspective, I think, you know, maybe sometimes I understand that you're looking at a strong opposition. You can sometimes be psychologically a bit nervous going into them, and, you know, that can be an impact on how you approach the game. But I would love nothing more than to see our Kilkenny lads having a real cut, you know, today. I think we've suffered a couple of defeats to this Limerick team. You can't but admire them. I mean, I absolutely admire what they do and how they've gone about their business. But someone has to take them down at some stage. That's the way of the sporting world. When you're on top, everyone wants to take you down. I'd love for Kilkenny to find out a bit about themselves today, find out how hurt are they over the couple of matches they've played Limerick recently, and look at this as a great opportunity to have a cut and see where they are, because we've come up short against them in the last few seasons. And you'd love to say that we're going to close that gap this year. So yeah, I'd love if we could do it, but I suppose it's a big ask today.
Liam Cahill was talking last night. They were here on this radio station, and he was talking about the importance of the league, and Tipperary certainly have the league in their eye line.
Yeah, they do, and they've kind of they've probably moved through the league in a very, very quiet way, without any attention going on them. And I think I think they're building nicely. They haven't really, you know, blown anyone out of the water. They haven't set the world alight. But I think they're making good strides. They have a nice balance to their team. So I think they would definitely look at this. They have the bye in the first weekend in Munster, obviously. So would they love two really, really competitive games in a league semi-final against Clare, and a league final potentially against either Limerick or Kilkenny? I think that's ideal preparation. And from a player's perspective, that's a great opportunity to put your hand up and show a manager, you know, you're good enough to play. And I think at the back of it all, if you get to a National League final, I don't think anyone has turned their nose down at a piece of silverware. And more importantly, if you can beat potentially the All-Ireland and League and Munster champions in that's a great preparation for a championship.
And of course, they have that extra week before they go into the Munster Championship, which is ideal.
It is, yeah. It gives them an opportunity to reassess. And look, they potentially are going to play in Limerick twice in the space of 3 weeks. And I think if you want to build the confidence in your players and the belief, you know, you can let the handbrake off and go at them in the league final and see where it takes you. And I suppose the perspective is, Pat, if you go along and you can win that league final, that's a bit of silver, it's great. If you lose that, or if Limerick were to lose that, they'd obviously would turn around and say, well, the championship is everything. I think everyone does that. But it's the here and now that's important. It's the building your confidence of your own team. and obviously getting your own house in order is what it's all about. And then when you get out in the field, then you just hope that you're going to do enough to get the victory.
Eddie, the split season has thrown up an interesting situation for us here in Kilkenny, insofar as that the availability of floodlit pitches and all-weather pitches and all that. You know, we had loads of pitches while we were playing or hurling, if you like, in summertime. And you had Kieran's College, you had the CBS, you had out there Dunmore and all that. But now there's very few venues for training in the winter in under lights and all weather. That's an issue that I don't think anyone saw coming with this split season.
No, they didn't, and I think there's a number of things going on there, Pat. And I personally, my own opinion is this split season isn't working. I don't see how it has benefited. I think one aspect you have to look at is are we pushing a lot of hurling into the worst weather conditions of the year, and it looks like we are. You know, you're still not getting a buyback on your club scene. And the weather has been absolutely outrageous, atrocious this year. But then for us in Kilkenny, I think if you look around the county, we have very few floodlit pitches around the place, and we don't have a full 4G or 5G pitch. And I think looking at that now going forward and looking at the teams going out there and representing Kilkenny in various competitions, most recently the Kieran's College team, I think you'd have to be saying that in the next couple of years, that is an absolute must for, you know, if we're looking at a centre of excellence, if we're looking at developing it. And I think even for some club, it would be an absolutely brilliant business venture, perhaps, if you're, you know, if, and it's not simple. Something like that is not easily built and easily put together. But definitely, I think we've seen this year that it's something that is needed to service our preparation of our teams. Like the 20s are in full training now at the moment. They're going to be out soon. So they need to have facilities, and you can't have, I suppose, you know, you're dependent on your clubs to let you in, but you obviously have to, you need lights as well. So the combination of the two has thrown up a dilemma to us, and I think it's something that we'd have to be looking at if we're going to get our preparation right. It's something that we'll have to look at going into the future.
Would it be better if the season was flipped insofar as that you have the clubs maybe playing first and then the All-Ireland Championship, the inter-county scene coming in then in maybe July or whatever?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. There's a lot of layers to this, Pat. And I think probably the big one, and I've spoken about this before, I think the product that everybody would love, both from a punter's point of view, and I think even the GA in general, and having a product that's really attractive, is probably a 10-team league-based championship, whereby if you look at the Munster round robin at the moment, I mean, that's the product that is delivering excitement and brilliant matches. So if you were to throw Kilkenny, Galway, maybe Wexford, Offaly or Dublin into that mix and extend that out, obviously, then you're looking at how do you house your provincial championships, because you don't want to lose those either. But I think it needs to be looked at in a straight knockout and push your All-Ireland back a little bit later. And coming back to the club thing, if you look at it realistically, Pat, and it's again, there's competitions there to keep the club player going. But in a lot of scenarios, you have club players and they're just hovering away in the background. They're doing a lot of training. And suddenly, when the county team is out, now suddenly they find themselves on. And your season could be over in the space of 6 or 7 weeks. So we're not getting bang for our buck in that regard. And maybe we have to look at opening it up a little bit, trying to find the little wedge there during the summer. I personally enjoyed being able to step out of the county setup, go back to your club for a couple of weeks, and then get ready for championship. And obviously, look, we've moved away from the traditional All-Ireland in September, and there was reasons for that. And I'm not saying that's wrong either. But I definitely think my own view on this is that the current split season is not getting, it's not giving everybody the best. And we're probably leaving the best hurling conditions of the year are generally not being utilised to good effect, as I see it.
Yeah, and the other thing, of course, everything is rushed. You can't enjoy the win or the post-mortem on the loss. You're into the game, another game the following weekend, and an injury can rule you out for the whole season. So there's a lot of things like that people aren't happy with.
No, it's not, and particularly the club. Like, I mean, if you get one or two key injuries to your club team, you know, you can find yourself potentially in a good position, and then suddenly you're down fighting relegation. Maybe your championship season goes completely out the window on you. And yeah, it's the same for everybody. But I think obviously the stronger teams, you know, will obviously, you know, they're able to sustain that. They're able to deal with that impact. Whereas maybe some of the smaller teams that are pulling off a smaller pool of players just can't, they can't make an inroad into a championship. They might find it difficult then to develop year on year. And it's the same with the county thing. You know, when you think of it for our players, like, you're playing two championship matches in 6 or 7 days, and you have to go in then and do a week's work maybe on top of that. There's a lot of things going on, and I think, yeah, we're pushing everything in, we're rushing everything in. And one important point, I think, Pat, is probably, you know, in the midst of all of this, you know, your club finds itself going maybe through the latter end of July and into August. That's holiday month. That's holiday time for everybody, for kids, for everything. And, you know, you're now looking at that saying, well, if you're involved with a senior club team, that's almost out for you now. So, in some ways, that was probably the big benefit of your traditional finals in September. And I'd be definitely leaning back towards looking at that again. I think if we have our inter-county competitions back to, you know, at the end of July into August, I think that's better in my view. And I know the inter-county players have benefited from, you know, if they're finished early, they get to relax and go enjoy themselves a bit. The intensity is not as much. But the other side of that is you're training all during, you know, what is the toughest time of year for training, and pitches and hurling conditions are not good.